Welcome back in, everybody. Happy whatever day this is. I'm all mixed up. It's Wednesday. Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Welcome in. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, except for it's not Steen on Sports because I'm staring at Scott.
I had to get my headphones on.
I had to wait. So you put your headphones on. Now you're here.
Now it's Happy Hour Sports.
So it is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Good gravy,
he came flying in here today right before the bell. You can listen to us on 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. I think I say those like when I'm snoring and dreaming at night. I can recite those. You say them so many times. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Alabama Auburn tonight, 6 o'clock tip. So right after the show, they're going to break right in. And then tomorrow we get the first of Arch Madness with Northern Iowa versus Illinois State, and that is at 11:30. So we'll discuss some other things that are coming up. Big Ten tournaments coming up. A lot of stuff going on. So, hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
We have...
Get my feet set here.
Here's a really funny thing. So there's a couple of rumors out there. A rumor. But from a couple of different sources, but being the radio professionals that Scott and I are, we're going to wait until we get a confirmation from another just to make sure.
You can't announce things just because, yeah.
Anywho. So that I just think that's a good thing to do.
Is verification.
Yes. What do we think? Uh-oh, that's not the right one. Did I forget which one to push again? How can I do that? I can't believe
you're not going to have your...
I can't. I have to have that.
Wah, wah, buttons.
Oh, maybe it's that one. What's that one do? Oh, I got it back.
You are so...
I got it back.
So simply
anyway,
entertained.
that is the honest to goodness truth. This is a... So we want to also... I'm so excited. I don't know why. I have a couple of things to be excited about, but we want to thank our sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We could not do this show without them. And I have one thing I have to do.
Okay.
Because it is, I have to check something really quick here. So you had it. Did your day get any better?
Is nightmare an adjective?
When you said that, day's been a nightmare. I'm like, man, I thought I was having a bad day, but nightmare didn't come to my mind.
Nope. Expletive, nightmare. A lot of things that were uncontrollable that made my head just about explode. So
10 years ago today.
Yes.
We lost Bumpa 10 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe that it's been
10 years.
It's wow. It's incredibly, time goes so fast. Being an only child and having parents that worked all the time, blah, blah, blah. You know, my grandmother was the closest, you know, I was very close to my grandmother. With my mom and dad, we butted heads a lot. Wow. Shocker.
Imagine that. Yeah, exactly.
Shocker.
Shocking.
When I met Jennifer and we started dating, Nana and Bumpa, his name is John, became like a...
That's on Twitter.
What's the secondary part there? Failure to...
Due to failure to meet the program's expectations.
Ah. Okay. Well, we are gonna break a story here, but okay.
Finish your.
Nana and Bumpa, Margie and John became like second parents, and through all the time, the 34 years that we've been married, 7 years that we dated before then, a huge part of my life. The reason I love NASCAR, Bumpa. The reason I love IndyCar, Bumpa. And I always like to tell my Bumpa story, and it didn't start that way, and not that anything was wrong or he didn't like me or anything. the minute I would come to the house and I would walk in the door, no matter where he was at, he could be in the kitchen, he could be sitting in the living room, he would get up and he would go into his room. And I'd never see him. And I'm like, okay, that's very interesting.
I never thought of that as an option. I kind of like that.
I thought, you know, who knew? But I always had two things. Bumpa would get up and go to the bedroom, and whenever I had dinner over there, we had chicken and rice.
Okay.
That's why I like chicken and rice so much. All that stayed the same for a while, and Jen's next sister, Susie, went on the UN trip on her, I don't know if it was her junior year or senior year in high school, and she was going to be home that night. I was over there, and it snowed, a lot of snow. And that's when Bumpa and my relationship changed, because he's like, "Yeah, you need to go get my daughter." And so I drove and picked up Susie and came back. And from that point on, now sometimes he still got up and went into the room, but more times than not, you know, it just changed. We did baseball rotisserie.
That's back when it was before it was called fantasy.
Fantasy, yes. Yeah. We did a lot of stuff together, and helped me through a lot of stuff, because his perspective on life was totally different than my mom and dad's perspective on life. Right. So all the good parts shared between Nana and Bumpa and my mom and dad, and tough day for Nana. But she's such a rock star, and today. Since the last time, supposedly, because I haven't heard all the stuff she did today, but they were contemplating last night when I was getting ready to go to bed, because the two of them are like high school girls together. They stay up until like 1 o'clock in the morning watching
Jen
TV.
And Nana?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, they both could be asleep upstairs with the TV on. I don't know. But I heard them say that Nana's van needs gas. Kathy and Aaron are gone, another brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Right. They're down in Florida. You know what they're down there for? It's for a concert. I would give you $1 million if you could think of some odd person to go see a concert at.
Boss Skaggs.
Yeah, close. Willie Nelson.
Oh.
In Florida.
Wow.
Wanted to go. Both of them wanted to go. So she was going to pick up Mary today. Mary was had some special things going on at school. She goes to St. Joe's. It's kind of an important time for us Catholics right now. So I got up this morning early, went, got gas in the van, came back, parked the van, walked in and said, "Hey, I got gas in your van, so you're good to go." But couldn't imagine not having them in my life. Miss Bumpa, know that he's extremely happy, and sitting up there just shooting the crap with all the NASCAR guys that he loves dearly. So
absolutely.
But wanted to give him some, it's a tough time. I can't believe it's been 10 years. It just drives me crazy. Okay. So with that being said, love you Bumpa. Love you Nana. Now let's break some news, and I'll let you read what it says.
This came across Twitter, cyclonefanatic.com. 48 seconds ago when it was, but it's Iowa State's Caleb Grill has been dismissed from the basketball team due to a failure to meet the program's expectations, Iowa State announces.
Yeah, so more to come, I would assume, throughout the show and going forward. It's sad, and I know he's been going through some stuff with back pain, and he didn't look the same.
He doesn't, and he also looked very short tempered.
Yeah.
So there's something going on. There seems to be something going deeper.
And you know, here's in what this is pod, the yeah. This is the thing that Scott and I have agreed upon a lot. We are not Andrew
confirmed
it. Yep. Okay. Todd Brommelkamp.
Yep.
So they're college athletes. So we tend to try not to
overly judge.
Yeah. I mean, we've both been there. Didn't do very well in college sometimes.
My first year, I nailed it. Nailed it.
There's a lot of pressure. I can't imagine the pressure that these kids are under. I really can't. I mean, it was hard enough for me just to have, I know I need to turn that off.
The ringer.
it was hard enough for me just to have people say, hey, you know, you shouldn't go to the bar every single waking hour of the day. That was good advice.
I'm guessing that wasn't the group of bar owners. But
no.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that could be going on. It's a great family. I've met the family. Very, very good. So there's something going on, and I think we all could tell that. I was telling it just from the simple fact that he went from being a, you know, just a bulky to like skin and bones. So
right.
Something going on, and we'll just leave it at that. But that is a definite knock against the program going into the Big 12 tournament, going into the last game against Baylor, and then going into the NCAA. But, you know, that's – you have a lot of this stuff going on. You know, you have the Georgia player who brought the gun to whoever, or is it Alabama player? It was Alabama player.
Yeah.
The Georgia player got told we're going to talk about him in a second here, too.
Yeah.
And then the next game, he gets introduced, and when he comes out, they do the pat down, you know.
Yeah.
And the coach took responsibility, and I told somebody at work today, you know, I understand the coach taking responsibility, but these kids got to take responsibility too. And
you knew it was ha ha for about a second and a half, but you've got to take and make better choices.
And that's what I think. That's what the athletic director, I think all those guys are going to figure out is you can come out and say, hey, he didn't know what he was doing. He just went there. One of his best friends called and said, hey, bring the car back. Didn't say anything else. Not as believable. I mean, we all have had 19-year-old kids. It is what the coach has to realize is when he comes out and he says something like that, he's not saying it just for the basketball team. He's saying it for the university. And I was very surprised that Alabama University didn't step in and just say, hey, you know what? How about we calm it for like a week, 2 weeks? Let some of this go. Yep. Let more information come out. But just to say nothing happened, nothing to see here, we're just going to keep playing because we have a chance to be a really high seed. We're the number one team in the country, and that's our best player. It didn't look good.
It still doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. And, you know, that's the part of the NCAA that I don't understand and I don't like is that we're entrusting, you are, I have, our children – sons and daughters to go to these universities. I want the people that are at the universities to take heed and do what they're supposed to do. And it's not about winning and losing. We all love going and watching our kids play.
Mm-hmm.
When I also want them to be safe. I also want them to be around people that are safe. And if you know things are like that are going on, I mean, so the number one draft prospect. His last name's Carter. I was going to say Jalen Carter, and I don't want to be wrong. It is Jalen Carter. Was racing a teammate.
We don't know that.
We don't know if they were
road racing.
There
was three cars there. His was one of the cars after the fatal accident. We don't know that his car was in the race. He was there at the accident.
Yeah, he was.
Three cars.
And that is another funny thing, right? You can, a lot of cars, maybe not all cars anymore, but a lot of cars, they can tell. I mean, don't they have some of these newfangled cars have, it can tell you speeds that you've gone.
Like a black box type of thing. It's,
I know, it,
that gets into
expensive
the,
cars.
But it also gets into the, is that too much information?
Right.
Information.
I totally agree with that. But it also, you had two warrants and, now, the thing that I don't like about this, there's a lot of misinformation out there. They're saying, you know, he's an accessory to a crime. Even the two things, leaving the scene of an accident was one. That's a misdemeanor.
Right.
And he had another one, too, that was a misdemeanor. Because I don't think anybody can tell how fast they were going.
There was alcohol involved with the other ones
right?
as well. But
and
there
so
wasn't alcohol involved with him.
With him.
Quote, unquote.
So the things that he was involved in, vehicular homicide and all that, probably not true as it stands right now.
Right.
It's just one of those things that's the part that you wonder sometimes with all the NFL draft and all the things. And remember what you said yesterday? What's the NFL?
The gorilla.
The gorilla, the monster in the room.
Yep.
Everything revolves around that.
Well, and look at the timing. This happened back in January or whatever. Yep. And then yesterday was day one of the combine.
And that's when it came out.
He's prospected to be the number one, and it came out. It's all the same. From what I've heard, his agent is saying that they are setting up steps for him to turn himself in. He's going to be exonerated of this, blah, 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 all these different things. But whoever really wanted this to be out last night
got it out.
Got it out because now we'll have to look at the draft order again.
Right. Number six, whoever's number six is the team that let that one out. He's still, if Chicago keeps their pick, which I don't think, he's not going to be the number one pick because it's going to be a quarterback because somebody's going to trade up and do that. Some of these kids just have to understand that, and it's difficult, you know, and that's what we were talking about. I just said those very nice things about my mother and father and Nana and Bumpa, your mom and dad, Bridget's mom and dad, all that. We had that family.
Oh, yeah.
60-70%, they kind of say, in collegiate athletics, do not.
Right.
And that's difficult. So, I mean, you have to have somebody that has these kids' best interests. Right. And sometimes it doesn't seem like that.
I know where you're going. We hear you.
Whew, man. Okay, that went really fast. We are Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are very excited that you're in here with us today. You can listen to us on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Time. Look at that. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.org/love. Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Second segment already. Holy buckets.
I know.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing your sports your way. Every day, you can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @1700TheChamp, and @HappyHour_SS. Facebook is @1700TheChamp as well. Auburn, Alabama tonight. Northern Iowa, Illinois State in Arch Madness coming up on Thursday. Also, Michigan and Illinois coming up on Thursday. Lots of stuff going on. It's always a fun time of year. Just to give everybody a heads up. So, I'm in here tomorrow, I'm in here Friday, and then I'm in here Monday through Thursday, Scott's here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
Yes, sir.
And then we have Friday through next Friday and that Monday, I'm on
Breckenridge.
Spring break in Breckenridge, so... but we would have lost a few shows anyway because of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Having those games
That's
on.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's
That's
okay. No, it's fine. So we have all that going on. We'll remind you of that as we keep going. And you got the first read. Go
that intro that I cannot in my mind. Okay. Is it Sweet Home Alabama?
Mm.
Is it Werewolf in London? One? Or is it the Kid Rock version? Which version is that intro? You know, the Kid Rock song?
Yeah, I think it's Kid Rock.
Okay.
Because I picked a lot of them out, and I wouldn't have picked the other two.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay. But I love that song. I love all three, resurrections of that song.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
But I'll talk to you about the 38 Special Concert, because that was awesome in Orlando. First Read, Northwest Bank, commitments you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
So before you talk about 38 Special, guess who turned 50 today?
Who turns 50 tomorrow?
Today.
50. Who? We don't know anybody that young, do we?
Yeah, exactly.
Who turns 50 today?
The Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, 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 yes.
Turned
I didn't know
50
that.
Today.
That's, and then I've heard so many different things that one of the original members is going to re-record it because there's a tiff between them or something like
well,
that.
Well, there's always, there's always
a tiff.
David Gilmour and
yes, yes.
I always forget Roger, I'm going to have to look it up.
Right, but
it's going to hit me here. Roger Walters.
Right.
Walters.
Right. But it
do not get along.
But you've heard so many things about it since it was the 50th birthday of Dark Side of the Moon. But this is the one, if you start Dark Side of the Moon album on the third roar of Wizard of Oz, that the album and Wizard of Oz will link up.
Isn't that cool? I've never done it. Okay. But I got
to
do it now.
I would have expected you to be the one that figured it out,
no.
To be honest with you. But
When I first started doing that, Wizard of Oz would have not have been in the, well, maybe it would have been the equation.
But I heard some guys talking about it on KGGO this morning, whatever, and things. But it's, I mean, because that would have been 1973.
Yep.
And when that came out, you know, because what is it? Money's really the only one you get radio play with. But when Pink Floyd, The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon came out, it was different.
Oh, God, yeah. And everything about them is different. And that was, I'm trying to think when I wasn't driving yet. So when I got my first driving my parents crazy, got the stereo, the big speakers,
right.
And that was two things. Autograph, the group Autograph.
Yes.
Was like,
turned up the radio?
Yeah. Was like
Blondes and
first,
Black Cars?
That was like
that's
the
awesome.
First album
nice.
I had. And then it turned once I started listening to different music, then it
yes.
turned dark. I wouldn't say darker, but you asked me one time why Dark Side of the Moon, and I said because no matter what my mood is, when I start listening to it, it enhances it. If I'm sad, it makes me sadder. If I'm happy,
but you can mow the yard to it also.
Oh yeah, it makes me happy. If I'm you know I just want to zone out, it definitely can make me zone out.
That is,
it's one of those because I
had planned on having it purchased on vinyl before today, and I did not get make that happen. But I'm
you know,
still going to get
it's really
it on vinyl.
Funny because the last thing I saw today on I was kind of looking, and KGGO is giving away vinyls of Dark Side of the Moon. I'm pretty sure we're in this building.
I think
I might knock
on a window before I leave.
Where is
I know
that at?
I only wish they liked this. But
so
anyway.
I sold my record collection, but that was the first thing I bought coming back in. I have that one.
Mine was Led Zeppelin 4, AC/DC, Back in Black, and Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell.
Yep. And then, so for one of my best friends in high school, the second
Good
one
God,
is Loverboy. That was, that's how I use, we could never get him out of bed. We'd be, you know, because by the time we were juniors and seniors, I was going to school at like 10 and going to work.
Right.
At Union 76 doing their books,
yeah, exactly.
At like 2. So we'd go over and he'd still be in bed. We're like, dude, we got to get to school. And he wouldn't, so we'd throw Loverboy on and wake him up.
But to end our musical interlude here, with the show, that buying show that I went to down in Orlando, one of the evening was we were right off the City Walk area of, what is it called? What's in Orlando? Not Disney, but the other one. Universal Studios,
yep.
Right? So massive stage in between a roller coaster here and stuff like that, and it's 38 Special.
How many people original in 38 Special?
It's the singer that you remember from like Tour de Force,
okay.
The guy, dark haired, long haired guy, yep. With the beard, looked like he could have been a cousin of the lead singer of Alabama. But anyway,
right.
He was singing. He's 71,
yep. Still singing,
and Waylon. Another,
wow.
But another guitarist has been around, has played in some other bands that. Because I swear you go Lynyrd Skynyrd, Van Zandt, 38 Special. I mean, it's all cousins that you went from this band to this band. I mean, all these different things. But then the lead guitarist is also the same age. Well, guys are, I mean, the band is 60s, early 60s up to early 70s, and they're killing it.
Yeah, I love it.
And I'm like, really? Tight jeans and boots? And it worked. I mean, they look great. I was impressed.
Isn't
so there's
that,
still hope for me. I know that.
I still
at my old
I, you know,
old
I
age.
I don't like all their stuff, but I mean, it's a go to. If I mean, it was my childhood.
I mean, I think I had 8 different 38 Special CDs in my car. So I, to hear their library going, I'm like, yep, remember it. Yep, remember it.
Yeah, so. This is kind of the fun part, right? Because I think the first, it definitely was the first concert I ever went to. Uncle Mick, Pat Mick, Uncle Mick took me to Bruce Springsteen. Had no idea in the world who Bruce Springsteen was.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, being I think I was in.
The song is about a car.
I think I was in eighth grade because we had eighth grade basketball practice. He waited for my practice to get done, and we went up to Ames. And I mean, it's like 12:30, and he's still singing. And I'm like, dude, not that I have to go to school tomorrow, but it's late. You know,
well, you know, Diet Coke,
unbelievable.
And, Diet Coke and egg and muffin, go to racquetball practice, so you'd be fine.
Nothing better. I didn't understand it. And didn't acknowledge it enough until I went and seen him again. And I'm like, man, I'm so indebted to Mick. Now, is it something that I listen to every day? No. But would I go see him in concert every time he's in concert? Right. Hell yes.
Oh, he's
unbelievable. And especially like when he's done like on Broadway and stuff without his whole band, but just kind of riffing. He's good.
He is.
When he's with Patti Scalia, he's like really good. So there you go. Biggest
thing that I thought happened today?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
I think it's the Roger Goodell deal. Him knowing about the checking with Daniel Snyder stuff.
The
loan, the minority owners forced to sell, Daniel Snyder's not a good dude.
No, I was kind of thinking, you know, gosh, who could we rip on more than what we rip on the NCAA and their leadership? I'm quite positive that NFL owners are a bunch of ding-dongs with a lot of money.
With a lot of money, yeah.
Because some of the stuff that's out there, and we'll go over, I mean, they have the first time ever, this is how strongly the Players Union and Players Association believe in, hey, this is starting to slide our way. They came out with a survey that graded the NFL football teams, and it was not good for a lot of football teams. But the Washington Commanders were by far the worst. But there were six or seven or eight teams that were D's and below. And Washington Commanders was an F-.
An F-. Yes. And think what Rivera, the coach?
Ron Rivera, yeah.
Ron Rivera, excuse me. If he had some help.
Yeah, no kidding.
And some ownership and leadership.
Did you see one of the things? Yeah. I'm gonna have the Washington Redskins as me write
Excuse
the check.
Me, Commanders.
The command. But it was Redskins then.
Okay. All right.
And we're gonna buy a company Redskin plane, and then I'm going to charge the Redskins $5 million to put Redskin logo on there, even though he's the owner of the Redskins. He's a bad guy. He's not a good person, and that is too bad. I thought the second biggest story.
Before we go away from that, you read the same thing about this with he is Roger Goodell is the hired hand, if you will,
gun.
For these owners, right?
Hired gun for the owners,
right? So nothing's going to happen. No. To Roger Goodell.
He's supposed to be in charge of football, not in charge of making sure that the owners can do whatever they want.
Right. That's what I just want to say. He knew of some improprieties. He knew the loan that was taken by Daniel Snyder that the NFL signed off on, but he didn't tell the minority owners. So that they were at risk. All these different things that, again, he seems to be the look over here. Don't look at the owners. No. Look over here.
Don't
look at the owners. It's me. I mean, wow.
See, I think what's going to, when all is said and done from all of this, I think what's going to happen is I think the players union is going to say, okay, this is what, and you can even have a percentage. You guys can be 60% and we're 40%. I don't even care if it's 50-50, just 60-40. We're gonna have a 40% guy who's gonna have 40% of the power that Roger Goodell has, and Roger Goodell has 60% of the power.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them have to get together and they have to agree on things before they're said and done, because it can't just be about the owners. And you know how the United States government likes to jump in and get in bed and try to make the NCAA better, and they finally just said, listen, we're done messing with you guys.
Right.
I could see that some point having some of those guys wanting to get on TV going, okay, let's pick on the NFL now. Let's say there's some stuff going on in the NFL that probably shouldn't be going on. But then again,
I don't know. I just, it's the amount of money in the ownership group. They're not going to let anything tarnish
billions.
Them.
I mean, that's the thing,
that's,
right?
The teams are billions, right. Let alone the entity of the NFL.
That is the, oh my gosh, these players are making millions of dollars. They should be happy. Yeah. But the people that are doing the stuff to them are making billions of dollars off of them. It's not as easy, you know? So I don't know. I thought that was very interesting, though. I thought the other was how well the Iowa Hawkeyes played last night. That was a
good
great
Lord.
Game.
I kept going, does that say 90-68? Watching it.
Is that like buckets? They can actually score buckets.
Yeah.
They actually can score.
Fran smiled a couple times. It was, yeah.
That almost gets them to the double bye. It's pretty close.
Yeah. So Chris Murray, 26 points. Tony Perkins, 23 points.
I think that's
Samford had a good night at 16.
I think that's the biggest thing right there, Tony Perkins.
Oh, absolutely.
To be having the season that he's having is quite surprising. I don't know who got that going. I don't know any of that, but
see, I like this because Rabracha, he had 16 points also, but he had the second highest rebounds. Racha had a heck of a game. Let's see here. Rebounds, Iowa 37-27, assists 19-11. Indiana did have 8 steals to the 1 for Iowa, but wow, I guess I didn't realize that. 10 turnovers to Iowa, 9 to Indiana.
Yeah,
but no, it's. Let's see, where are we at here? Field goals. Iowa was 55.6. Indiana was 43.1.
Yep, it's crazy. 53 and
here's the last stat. 3 points.
Yep. Did you know? 3-pointers. Yeah. I didn't see it.
56, Iowa, 18.2.
Right. What's how many attempts for both?
It didn't show on my little sheet there. But still, it was, I know, if it's 1 for 3 or if it's
right.
15
no.
for 40.
No,
is
but that
different.
That's you know that's the thing, and I go through that with people all the time. Like they'll say for Caitlin, she went 6 for 20,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, that's she just can't do that. I'm like, okay, that's you have to get that back to field goal percentage, right? So if she's 6 for 20, that got 18 her
points.
18 points. That means she was 9 for 20. That's almost 50% from the 3-point line. Everybody in the world would take that. Right. They don't look at it the correct way. I have to give Andrew John Steenblok credit for breaking the story to us.
Yes.
About
before we saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. About Caleb Grill. He has his sources that he won't give up, but he's taking credit
on
this radio show.
Heck no.
So love you, AJ. Thank you. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of the first hour. It just seems like we've just been
crazy.
In here just kind of riffing, and this hour's gone by. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are happy that you are in here with us. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. When I get home tonight, I'll have yesterday's shows and today's shows. I try to do them 2 at a time because they're easier to do 2 at a time. So I'll get those done when I get home tonight. Let's see. What else do we have? I have the next read. It is Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's Intelligent Building Solutions. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation, machinery, manufacturing company. They like to spend their advertising trying to get people to come in and enjoy what they have, and they're really good. That's one of the reasons that I can go to Breckenridge for 6-7 days and still be on top of all the stuff that's going on in the building. So that's a good thing.
Automated control.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's see here. What else do we have?
Well, we were talking even kind of on the break or whatever, but the girls state tournament, because as we went through yesterday, we were talking about all the class 4A, DCG won, Ballard won, North Polk won, Bishop Heelan won. The game last night, the big Dyke, New Hartford versus Applington Parkersburg. Dyke won that one, 68-34.
How close? Is that like 8 miles? How close are those?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my friends who... He was from Dyke. She was from Appleton. It's close.
Yeah, I thought it was close.
I think it's 13, 15.
Did they
miles
know each far. Other?
But, well, he was pretty popular. Everybody knew him. Anyway, let's move on. Sibley and Regina Catholic. Sibley won that game 60-39. Central Lyon, Panorama. Ooh, 66-30. Central Lyon won that one. And then Eddyville, who was 24-0. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Number 3, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 24-0 against number 6, Pocahontas. Pocahontas won 47-36.
Wow.
Upset.
That's an upset. So Class 5A plays tonight?
No. The second round of Class 5A is Thursday.
Thursday.
Johnston and Ankeny Centennial are tomorrow at 10 a.m. Ooh. Following that game is Pleasant Valley and Dowling at 11:45.
Nice. To go to the championship game.
So the one we were talking about off air is the Algona Bishop Garrigan.
Yes.
Versus Martinsdale St. Mary.
That was Martinsdale St. Mary. Angie, she works at NAP with me. Her husband is the coach.
Well, the Algona won 67-44, and I was looking at the game highlights. The Audie Crooks, who is going to Iowa State.
6'3"?
You said 6'1".
No, I thought you said 6'3".
She does say 6'3". 6'3" senior.
Yeah.
Wow. Signed with Iowa State. She dropped 20 of 25 shots from all around the basket, pulled down 14 rebounds, and blocked 3 shots as the top seed of Golden Bears moved past. Closer to the fourth straight. She scored 42 points to break a Class 1A tournament record, and defending champion Algona Bishop Garrigan cruised past Martindale's.
She's fun to watch. She is very
fun. I'm sure Bill Fenley, coach, is very happy to get
her. Very, very happy. So we talked a little bit. I'm going to see if I can. Did you get my source credit, Gary? Yes, I gave Andrew. I gave you credit.
Yes, AJ. Yes.
Wow.
And the check is in the mail.
It is.
So what do we have here? Pleasant Valley in Class 5A is 23-0. Well, 24-0 now. Number 1 against number 4 Dowling, 20-4. That's going to be an interesting game.
You know what? It is going to be because sometimes. There are times when the eastern side of the state has been, you know, really, really good. Lately, it just seems like they don't play, even though I think they're doing more cross-state playing now, but they just don't get as many good games. So it's really exciting to see what happens when
I'll say this, IGHSAU, so the Iowa Girls High School, basically the website, right? They're state basketball guide, schedule, everything. I was watching when we went to Grand Junction after the show last night. I was watching the Dyke Parkersburg game because all the games are on YouTube. They're streaming them on YouTube. It's phenomenal.
Yes.
The look, the coverage, the everything. I'm like, wow. That's
first floor of my building.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, they're good people. They are a ton of fun. Okay, so in this little bit of time we have here, there was grades. The NFL Players Association gave out grades to teams on a lot of different things.
You said that because the Commanders got an F minus.
Yeah. Standards across the league. They did it on, you know, facilities and how they treat the players' families. And
So it was a large spectrum. Yeah. It wasn't just a...
Just to give you a few, we'll give you the bad ones. Arizona Cardinals got an F.
Really?
The Cincinnati Bengals got an F. The Jacksonville Jaguars got an F, and the Washington Commanders got an F. Tampa Bay got a D plus. Pittsburgh Steelers got a D minus.
And who are they? Who are they interviewing for these?
It's the Players Association, so all the players voted.
Wow,
this is a players thing. The Rams got a D plus. The Rams get a D plus, and they're in the brand new. I don't understand that one.
Well, but is it the way? Okay, it's the way they're treated. Opportunity. I mean, all these. Yep. Wow.
Now, here's some things that you would probably understand. Dallas Cowboys, A plus. When Nathan took a tour of all the facilities there,
Jerry's World,
man, they take care of their players.
I've done the tour as well before too.
Carolina Panthers got an A. The Buffalo Bills got an A. I'm gonna see where your Dolphins are here. Miami Dolphins got a C plus. Where did my Ravens come in? Not very good, I don't think.
Well, if Lamar voted,
C plus. We both got C pluses.
Okay, all right. Hey, C's get degrees, man.
C minus for the Bears. The Browns got a C. The Houston Texans got a B plus. The Indianapolis Colts got a B plus. The Green Bay Packers got a B plus.
And this is what the players think of their not just facilities, but what they think of their organization.
Yep. As organization as a whole. Yeah, there's some disconnect there, and
I can't believe Jacksonville scored so poorly. I thought they were kind of turning the corner.
Yep, and that doesn't mean that it is exact. I mean,
right.
And it said for
time
20,
frame, yeah.
It said for 2022 season, but I don't know if they just did it.
Oh, 2022. That was Urban Meyer.
That was last year.
Right.
Well, no.
No.
Doug Peterson, this is
that was just last
year.
The 2022-2023
season.
Okay, yeah. I got you. So, don't roll your eyes at me.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes at you. not on purpose. Anyway. not exactly what you would think, but you kind of hear that, and you and I have said that before, that when you look at the standings in the NFL. And you know, you look at the teams that are on top. I think that's what surprises people the most about the Cincinnati Bengals, is it's always been not a great organization. Don't spend a lot of money. Don't have the best facilities. Now, Uncle Aaron and Kale got his Christmas present was to go to the Cincinnati Bengals game, mm-hmm. and he got to see exactly 4 minutes of the game, because it was the Cincinnati Bengals Buffalo Bills games.
But you can say he was there.
Yeah, that when he was there. I think that's Jacksonville's problem. The stadium's not great. The facilities aren't great. I think they're going to change that. I think they're going to get better. Tennessee scored really high.
You didn't give me two. Okay. Give me, how did Green Bay score?
Green Bay had a B plus,
and then,
which is quite surprising to me. The Minnesota Vikings had the highest grade of everybody.
That's what I was where I was going. You're kidding me.
Nope. The highest score of any team was the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. I knew they had a new beautiful facility, but I mean everything about it.
It is a really cool facility.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. I like Target Field up there, the baseball field.
That is the Cowboys, the Carolina Panthers, the Buffalo Bills, and the Minnesota Vikings were the only A's that were given out.
Wow.
That's the Kansas City Chiefs.
I need to dig a little deeper into that.
A lot of their stuff was really low. Like, facilities aren't good. Training staff got rated poorly. That just shows how good Kansas City is. And I think after doing this for a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl and all that, and all the praise that goes to Andy Reid, mm-hmm. I actually think the dude that you have to say, holy cow, is Brett Veach, the general manager, to say, hey, I got rid of Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill had a hell of a year for the Miami Dolphins, and we replaced him with six people that nobody knows, and one-fourth of the money, and we got the same production, which is crazy. The Kansas City Chiefs are really good on the field because they have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, too. So.
But obviously, dated facilities.
Dated facilities. Really bad dated facilities. Why do they want to move
to Kansas
and get some gambling money? You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 Champ and 101.3 FM. Top of the second hour coming up next.